I was intrigued to bring in because I really liked your take in the 48-hour film fest.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that was actually my first opportunity to actually be in a short film, any type of film. So,
and the thing is that you really did a great job in that. And so, first thing I wanted to ask is, you know, with no formal training, what led you into doing acting?
What led me into that was just overall, when I was younger, I had been in theater arts in high school, and I was so, you know, just interested in everything that was theater, film. And going to college, what I had been interested in going was, you know, going to film school. Like, this would be so cool. This would be awesome. And, you know, unfortunately, because, you know, I didn't have very much money, you know, was raised by my dad, that wasn't really an option. It was more of a, you need to go get a degree that you can make money on and support yourself. So, you know, those dreams were kind of crushed a little bit. I ended up going to Southwest, which is now Texas State University, and I got degrees in business. So one of the things I learned there was just the entrepreneurial spirit that I feel translates so well to film, because as a filmmaker, you have to be an actor, a filmmaker, you have to be a dreamer, and you have to be willing to see things that other people don't. And I think that translates from the entrepreneurial stuff that I learned in my degree, getting my master's at Texas State. So I've always studied people as well, like without even realizing it growing up, I would study people and watch their mannerisms, their accents, the way they carried themselves. And I channel a lot of that stuff when I'm acting now. So it's pretty interesting that I, you know, if they say, okay, this is the type of person this is, and I'll think back in my memory, oh, I've seen a person like that. And that's who I try to emulate. So prior to the 48-hour film festival, I'd only done two commercials, and they were both with Mark Cantu. And one was a Doritos commercial. I had no words, but I did flip.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about that in a minute.
I flipped my hair a lot. Let's just say that. So,
you know, going into this, and you have a speaking role in this in this film, in Love After, that is available on YouTube. You can go and find it. And then that film wound up winning the Best Film Award at the 48-Hour Film Festival here in San Antonio in December 2011. And you got a Best Actress Award, too.
I sure did.
How did that feel?
It was amazing. It was hilarious, though, because as they announced the Best Actress Award, all I did was look to everybody who was in that film, and I looked at them and said, what do I do? And they go, you go up there. I go, oh, right now? Like right now? They said, yeah, right now. So I walked up there, and I just had the biggest grin on my face from pictures I see. And I went up there, and I was just in complete awe to see this awesome film community here in San Antonio just, you know, applauding me and congratulating me for what I'd done. And it had that real, like, wow, this is an amazing family of really talented people that come together and only want to promote the best films out of San Antonio. And that's what I saw as I looked out there. And, you know, the award did go, you know, to me for Best Actress, but I felt like, you know, all the people I've had the chance to work with, they're the reason I had that opportunity to do that, because they're the ones that have, you know, the vision, the scripts, the camera angles, and I go in there and just try my best to give them what they want.
So somebody that's coming in fresh and new to the San Antonio film community, you know, relatively so also, I mean, how have you seen it over these months that you've been involved here? Is it, you know, succeeding? Is it insular? Is it unified? What, how would you characterize the
community? You know what? I think it's very unified. And one of the things too, I've realized is yes, we're not, you know, Los Angeles, New York, stuff like that, but you still have to be willing to accept failure. Because I've gone on quite a few auditions and, you know, I didn't get the role, but I didn't say, oh, I'm giving up. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. You can't do that. So that's one of the things, is you have to be very persistent and persevere, and you have to be willing to get to know people. You can't stay inside your shell. You have to be willing to go out there, meet people, and really kind of not necessarily market yourself, but, you know, get out there. Because if you're just kind of sitting back and just sending in your headshots and your resume and expecting things to happen, it's not going to happen. So that's one of the things. You can't be shy. You gotta be willing to get out there.
Yeah. How are the directors you've worked with? You've worked with Mark Cantu and Cedric Thomas and Isaac Rodriguez. How have they influenced you at this stage of your development?
They have influenced me immensely. They have been the reason why this is something I'm so passionate about and want to continue on with, because they have so much faith in their actors. They're not, you know, you hear about the typical prima donna type directors. They're not like that at all. They love hearing feedback from their directors. And one of the best things that Mark told me in the film Love After, I went up to him and said, oh, did I do that all right? Was that okay? Did I do what you wanted? He said, Jamie, as a director, I'll let you know if you do, you know, good or you don't. So let me tell you, and if I don't tell you anything, then good job. So that little piece of advice put all doubt away from myself. And I go, that's, you know, that's what a good director does. He will, you know, let his actors go and then direct them as needed. So that's been something that I've carried with me all along.
And, you know, you alluded to this earlier that you wanted to go to film school. So,
yes.
You know, is this a case where, like, oh, I'm acting now, but I'd really like to write or to produce or do something myself?
You know what? I have a very active imagination, and one of the things I'm actually currently working on, like as before I came in here, is I'm working on my own screenplay, and I wanted it to be a short film, but I'm already about 30 pages in, so I don't think it's going to be a short film. But yeah, I want to see how that goes, and I'm going to, you know, share it with a few people and just get constructive feedback. And if they rip it to shreds, that's fine by me. If they like it, that's fine by me. And it just will help me grow as you know, an artist or a screenwriter, actress, different things like that.
Now, and you are, of course, still working. You know, you got the day job, in other words.
Yes.
But it is a very important day job.
Yes.
As a teacher.
Yes.
At Garner Middle School. And I want to know, on YouTube, there is that Doritos commercial that you referred to that Mark Cantu shot with you and some other local actresses. And you're flipping your hair and making these very sexy and seductive moves in this commercial. And you're eating gobs of chips at the same time. And I had to laugh because some of the comments that are on that YouTube page are from some of your students saying,
yes,
you know, my English teacher is in this video. And OMG, she is really good. I thought all she did was give us lectures. So how do you feel about the student-teacher relationship here and being in the public, so to speak, like that?
Well, what's awesome is my students are very supportive. What's funny is, you know, I know how Justin Bieber kind of feels, you know, based on the young population liking what you do. But they're very supportive. And I feel like me doing this, I always tell them, you guys are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to. I said, you know, Miss Cox, that's how I refer to myself in the third person with them. Miss Cox, you know, I try hard all the time so that, you know, I can pursue my passion as well as give you guys 100%. And, you know, they've written me many letters and little notes on a, you know, sometimes daily basis where thank you so much for trying your best because it makes me want to do my best. Had some kids even start up little businesses this year. Like I have a little girl that started up her own little bow making business. And she said, you know, you telling me that never give up and always try your best really inspired me. And, you know, that, I mean, try not to be emotional with them, but I actually did start tearing up a little bit. And it's just they are very supportive. I haven't done anything that I feel would compromise, you know, how they feel about, you know, their teacher, but they, the YouTube comments, those were hilarious. Some of them, you know, Miss Cox rocks. Oh my gosh, that's my teacher. And what's funny is that video itself got so many views. I think it's over like 25,000 now because I think it went viral on their Facebook pages and they were also supportive. Nobody said anything. They were just like, this is amazing. So I was pretty happy. And I always let them know, you guys know that is TV or that's a commercial. And they said, but you were the coolest. I said, well, thank you. And talkies is the cool thing amongst middle schoolers. So they said, I'm not eating talkies anymore, Miss Cox. I'm going to eat Doritos. I said, okay. Well, I reached one customer.
As a teacher, then you'll probably continue to do that for, you know, the foreseeable future as
yes,
you
sir.
Pursue these other your other interests, really.
Exactly. And if I feel there's anything that would conflict with, you know, the way I'm able to, commit to my students versus this, if there's some kind of thing, I as a teacher want to give 100% to my kiddos. And if for some reason I foresee that's not something that's going to happen, then, you know, maybe I wouldn't be able to pursue it. But my passion really is definitely with film, and then inspiring kiddos. So I'm trying to see how I can meet that median right there in the middle to inspire kiddos and fulfill my passion of film.
Well, good. It sounds like a good place to end. And Jamie, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.